Tonight, a group of nonprofits will launch the Philadelphia Immigrant Innovation Hub on the site of a former post office in Mount Airy. The idea, backed by a grant from the Knight Foundation, is to give immigrant entrepreneurs space to work, one-on-one coaching to beef up their business plans, and access to loans to grow their businesses. Brad Copeland is executive director of the Community Development Corporation, Mount Airy, USA.
The heart of it is really trying to give folks specialized, individualized attention to help them move their particular plan forward.
Because that's what people who are new to the country often need. Eric Nazerbi started Fun Times magazine back in the early 90s in his native Liberia to help people cope in a country racked by civil war. He brought Fun Times with him when he immigrated to Philadelphia in 2000, but he soon found out the magazine business is different here.
When we printed in Africa, we had vendors that would come and pick up the magazines and go to offices and drop them off and collect the money. They did the distribution.
In the U.S., that's a whole separate industry. Nazerbi says the Immigrant Innovation Hub is helping him figure out the distribution and to do market research to, as he puts it, get more eyeballs for his magazine.
We hope that it's going to push us to the marketing level that we want, some of those milestones that will truly make us a player in this region.
So why is he getting all this help? Brad Copeland says the goal is to encourage people like Nazerbi to eventually move their businesses to Mount Airy.
The energy and the creativity that immigrant entrepreneurs can contribute to what is already a creative and innovative community, I think, is why we're here.
The hub is already working with 20 immigrant entrepreneurs and hopes to get at least 60 people on board in the first year and a half. I'm Katie Culinary, WHYY News.